Every house, I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. I need thee. Oh, I need thee. Every hour, I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee, yes, 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 Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you and I praise you. God, I glorify you and honor you and give you all the glory and all the praise. God, I thank you for life, health, and strength. I thank you, Father God, for waking us up this morning. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for keeping us in our right mind. I thank you, Father God, for healing in our bodies, God. God, I praise you for everything that you have done. There's none like you. Your word says you looked and found none greater. So, God, you swore by yourself. So, God, this morning, have your way. Move by your spirit. Cast the devil out of the mind. Free your people everywhere, God, and God will glorify you. Lord, we'll tell everybody that you did it in your son Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we have the victory. Oh, it's in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Satan will have to flee. Oh, tell me who can stand before us when we call on that great name. His name is Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus. We have the victory. Ah, it's in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we have the victory. Oh, it's in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Satan will have to flee. Oh, tell me who can stand before us when we call on that great name. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, we have the victory. Oh, victory, oh, victory, we have the victory. Victory, oh, victory, we have the victory. Ah, it's in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we have the victory. Oh, it's in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Satan will have to flee. Oh, tell me who can stand before us when we call on that great name. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, we have the victory.
Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart. Give him your best, you will get a reward. And train up a child child, he will reap with the harvest after a while. Sow a good seed in the heart of a child, he will reap with the harvest after a while. If you train up a child in the way he should go, your best, you will get a reward. Train up a child in the way of the Lord. Train them, teach them, show them the way. Lead them, guide them every day. Train them, teach them, show them the way. Lead them, guide them every day. Train them, teach them, show them the way. Lead them, guide them every day. If we train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart. Give him your best, you will get a reward.
I'm praising my way through.
Just to be closer to you.
I'm praising my way through.
Come on, let's come on back and prepare our hearts to give.
You're easy.
So easy, you're one to love. Easy to love you are.
Come on, make your way back to your pocketbooks so we can bless the Lord. Is that all right? Come on, let's let a thunderous applause come from this house. Come on, put them hands together. Let's bless the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Heaven and earth adore him. Angels bow before him. There's nobody like our God. Somebody ought to begin to praise the Lord, because there's nobody like our God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo! Come on, church. Let the young and the old go forth in the dance. Come on, stand on your feet, church. Let's praise our God together. Woo! Come on, church, let's praise our God. For when the praises go up, the blesser come down. For he inhabits the praises of his people. Yeah! Woo! Don't let nobody hinder your praise. Just because they ain't praising God don't mean he ain't worthy of the praise. Come on out of here. Thank you, Jesus. Woo! You know you got something to be grateful for. Woo! Ain't nobody like our God. Hey, hey!
Pray.
Well, go ahead and get it. Yeah. Well, the Lord is good. You know you owe him a praise.
Y'all know it says come.
Come.
Come, let us worship.
Come, let us adore him.
Let's just kneel down before him.
Kneel down before him.
We all came to worship and adore him.
Worship and adore him.
That sound really good. Say come.
Come,
let us.
Come, let us adore him.
Kneel down before
kneel
him.
Kneel down before him.
Worship and adore him.
Worship and adore him.
Oh, y'all know it already. Everybody lift your voice. Say, Emmanuel.
Emmanuel.
Let's simply say, Emmanuel.
Emmanuel.
He's the King of Kings.
Emmanuel.
He's the Lord of Lords.
Emmanuel.
Say it again, say it again, say it again.
Emmanuel.
I love to praise your name.
Emmanuel.
I love to give you glory and say
Emmanuel.
Come on, say Emmanuel.
Emmanuel.
We worship.
We worship you.
We worship you, say.
We worship you.
Lift your hands a little bit and say, we worship.
We worship you.
Say it again, say.
We worship you.
Right, let's come back to that part. Everybody say, come.
Come.
Clap your hands and say, come let us.
Come let us adore him.
Kneel kneel down before him.
Kneel down before him.
Let's just worship and adore him.
Worship and adore him.
Y'all know about now. Tell somebody, say, come.
Come.
Come let us.
Come let us adore him.
Kneel down before
kneel
him.
Kneel down before him.
Let's just worship and adore him.
Worship and adore him.
Can we tear the roof off this church? Say Emmanuel.
Emmanuel.
We praise your name.
Emmanuel.
Oh, you are the same.
Emmanuel.
We give you glory.
Emmanuel.
Come on, come on, come on, say
Emmanuel.
The Lord is with us today.
Emmanuel.
He'll be by your side.
Emmanuel.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Emmanuel.
Can we lift it up? Emmanuel.
Emmanuel.
Jesus, Jesus, we love you.
Emmanuel.
You're simply the same every day.
Emmanuel.
You keep on making a way.
Emmanuel.
Come on, say Emmanuel.
Emmanuel.
I need you. I love you. I praise you. I glorify, I lift your name.
Emmanuel.
I praise the Lord all the day.
Emmanuel.
One more time, just one more. Oh, Emmanuel.
Emmanuel.
Say, 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 say.
Emmanuel.
Come on, let me hear you say.
Emmanuel.
We just love you, Lord, and love you today.
Emmanuel.
Say it again, say it.
Emmanuel.
His name is Jesus Christ.
Emmanuel.
I love the Lord for my life.
Emmanuel.
Come on and say Emmanuel.
Emmanuel.
In the power,
we worship you.
Come on, if you worship and say,
we worship you.
Lord, we worship you. Worship you.
We worship you.
Oh, worship you.
We worship
you, Lord. We worship you.
We worship
Sunday
you.
Sunday morning praise.
We worship
Sunday morning praise.
We worship you.
Sunday morning praise. I love you today.
We worship you.
Gonna worship you. Any your way, whatever comes my way, whatever comes my way, I worship, we worship, we say,
oh, last time,
we worship you, say, we worship you. Come on, give the Lord a good hand, please. Yeah, a little bit different, wasn't it? Had to slow it down just to tell the Lord that we worship him. We call him Emmanuel because he is with us. Wherever we go, wherever we be, the Lord is with us. And thank God for that. Got a new praise.
We're going to try it out, y'all.
But the only way we'll try this out, y'all really got to get with us on this one because it's an old country song. So it requires a little... I gotta put my glasses down on this one.
Come on, y'all, clap.
Like this.
Hip flapping music.
I feel the spirit all over me. I feel the spirit all over me. It's in my hands, in my soul. Down in my feet, I feel the spirit all over me. Help me say,
I feel the spirit all over me.
Help me say,
I feel the spirit all over me. It's in my head, in my soul, down in my feet.
Yeah,
I feel the spirit all over me.
I feel the anointing all over me. I feel the anointing. anointing all over me. It's in my hands, in my soul, down in my feet. I feel the anointing all over me. Now you say,
I feel the anointing all over me.
Come on.
I feel the anointing all over me.
All over me, yeah. I feel His presence all over me. It's in my hands, in my soul, down in my feet. I feel His presence all over me. And now you say,
I feel the anointing all over me.
Yeah.
I feel His presence all over me.
Where
it's
you
in
are.
My hands, in my soul, down in my feet.
All
over me,
all over me,
all over me,
in my hands,
all over me,
in my legs,
all over me,
in my feet,
all over me,
in my mind,
all over me,
in my life,
all over me.
I feel your presence
all over me.
I feel your spirit
all over me.
I feel your energy
all over me,
all over me. Here it comes,
all over me.
Gotta clap my hands. Gotta lift my voice.
All over me.
All over me.
All over me.
Yes, it is.
All over me.
Yes, it is.
All over me.
Good God Almighty.
All over me.
Move it. Let me say, move it. All over me, I feel the Holy Ghost all over me. It's in my hands, in my soul, down in my feet. I feel the Holy Ghost all over me. Can you help me, sir?
I feel the Holy Ghost all over me.
Yeah,
I feel the Holy Ghost all over me.
It's
in my hands, in my soul, down in my feet.
I feel
the Holy Ghost all over me.
Move it,
move it.
Two more times.
Move it,
move it,
move it.
In my feet,
moving
in my mind, moving over me, moving in my soul, moving in control,
moving
all over me. Come on, give the Lord a hand, praise.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your presence, Lord, God. Thank you for
My God, my God.
Hallelujah.
He's consistently moving.
Keep moving, Lord.
Yes. We serve a living God, you know, that moves on our behalf. Yes, he does. And I thank God that he keeps us and keeps me. I come to praise him. I come to lift him up. No other reason
than
that.
Yes, sir.
You're so worthy, Jesus.
And so praise God.
You're so worthy, God.
Praise him. Somebody know that he moves in us.
We have to be available.
Lord, I'm available to you. My will I give to you.
Of you, what you say, use me, Lord, to show someone the way and enable me to say. I'm available to you.
Yes, yeah, yeah, yeah. My will,
your will I give to you.
I'll do just what
you say.
Use me, Lord.
Use me, Lord.
To show someone the way.
To show someone the way.
And enable me to say.
And enable me to say.
And if you really mean it, then you tell the Lord that my storage.
My storage is empty.
And I'm available.
And I am available
to you. Oh. My storage.
My storage is empty. And I am available to you.
Anywhere you want.
Jesus, hallelujah.
You know
my storage is empty. And I am.
My God, my God.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
I surrender all.
Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus.
Blessed Savior,
giving everything up, Lord. And not holding back.
Lord, I surrender.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, I surrender.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Bless your name,
hallelujah.
Glory, glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
Name,
you deserve my worship. You deserve my worship. Everyone standing. You deserve my worship. Oh, Lord. As I lift my hands to praise you, as I'm bowing down before you, Lord, you deserve my worship. Oh, Lord. Come on, everybody. Yes. Help me sing this song. You deserve. You deserve my worship. You deserve my worship. You deserve my worship. Oh, Lord. As I lift my hand, as I lift my hands to praise you, as we're bowing down before you, Lord, you deserve my worship. You deserve my worship. Lord, you deserve my worship. Oh, Lord. Father God, I thank you. Father God, I bless you. God, I glorify you because there's none like you. God, I thank you. I praise you. I give you the glory and the honor. Because if it had not been for the Lord on our side. Now, God, anoint this vessel of clay. Speak a word, God, a word of healing. Word of deliverance. Word that will lift up the hung down head and mend the broken heart. That your word might be glorified. That your word might be honored and obeyed. In your son Jesus' name. Come on, give God the praise. Come on, give the Lord some praise. Yeah. 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 Hallelujah. Turn in your Bibles to 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy, that's right behind 1 Timothy. Amen. It's in your Bible, in the New Testament. Right before Titus. Oh, praise the Lord. 2 Timothy, 2nd chapter. Allow us to exegete and kerygma these two verses. Amen. Exegete means to pull from the scripture and teach. Kerygma is preach. All right. That's your Greek lesson for today. $0.50 words. Amen. From a nickel head. Bless the Lord. Amen. The Bible says, thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. You may be seated. On your way down, tell somebody we at war. We're at war. There's several different aspects of God's dealing with the church. Several different ones.
The most familiar is that of the family of God. We are all related by the blood of Jesus Christ and held together by our love for God, our Father, and for each other. In other words, we all have a covenant with God through the blood of Jesus Christ. And from there, we should have a covenant with one another that will protect one another, that will speak highly of one another. Why am I saying that? Because you don't get to choose your family. Amen. You don't get to choose your family. And when you got born again, some of the folks that was already born again, you might not have liked. But you might as well love them. Praise Jesus. Because you ain't get to pick them. I got to pick her. But what came with her, some of them I don't like. But because I love her, y'all ain't gonna walk with me. I got to deal with it. I got to love them. I ain't say I got to like them. I ain't say I got to hang out with them. But they came with the family. Amen, somebody. Then he calls the church his building, his temple, his husbandry, which means his farmland. Then there's the relationship of shepherd with his sheep. Jesus is the chief shepherd, and we are his sheep. Then he called the church his workmanship, created in Jesus Christ. Workmanship. Listen, don't let nobody demote you or talk down or talk condescendingly to you, because the word say you his workmanship. Do you understand what workmanship means? I ain't talking about he threw us together, but your workmanship. In other words, he took thought on, he designed and then put together. I ain't talking about go as you go, you just put some stuff. Well, try this and try that and give me one dragon's tail and one cat eye. No, he put thought into it. Let me make sure that this is worthy to be my son or my daughter. So the word said, I will praise the Lord, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Well, then, so Ephesians 2 and 10 said, which means we are the works of his hand, like a potter's vessel is the works of the potter's hand. We are his masterpiece. And like the artist takes pleasure in what he creates, we were created for his pleasure. All of these are different aspects of our relationship. All of these are different aspects of our covenant with our God, with our Heavenly Father. And in every different facet, we will experience God's work in and through us in different ways. So when I speak to you, I can address you as God's flock, his sheep. Or I can address you as his building or his temple, the one he dwells in. Or I can address you as his handiwork, his masterpiece. Or I might address you as his husbandry, his farmland where he sows good seed. His good seed that produces good fruit. Or I might even call you his vineyard. For the Bible says, Jesus said, I am the vine and you are the branches. And all of these are wonderful aspects and facets of our relationship with the Lord. But there's one aspect or relationship that I have to deal with today, there's one aspect of our covenant that I got to talk to you about. I got to exegete to you today that you are in the army of God. See, the problem is all those other things are nice. It's good to be a sheep. It's good to be handiwork. It's good to be a masterpiece. It's all good to be land where good soil is sown. Let me make this clear to you. When you got saved, you were saved for a reason. And in being sheep and masterpiece and husbandry and all that came along some combat boots. Before I went active duty, I was in the reserves. So I had a job that I did in the secular world, in the civilian world. I was a salesman at the local Radio Shack. Praise Jesus. Amen. But on the weekend, one weekend a month, I changed my suit and tie and put on some combat boots, some battle dress fatigues. And put down my sales handbook and picked up a toolbox where I worked on C-130 aircraft at the O'Hare Airport. Praise Jesus. Well, on that weekend, I said crazy stuff like yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am, to lieutenants that was younger than me. Anybody listening? On that weekend, I had to show respect whether I had it or not. On that weekend, they reminded me that it wasn't if we was going to be at war, but when. And now, in the time of peace, is the time to prepare for war. Well, saints, I hate to tell you this, but the war has already started. Rumors are over. No more rumor, but war is going on. And this war is in the spirit. See, the fact of the matter is, when you get saved, you sign up and you dedicate your life to what Exodus 15:3 says, the Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. The Bible calls Jesus the captain of our salvation. Hebrews 2:10. To make the captain of our salvation perfect through suffering. The Bible shows God dealing with the children of Israel who had been in slavery for 400 years. Listen, there's something strange about being in slavery. The one thing the slave master never teach you is how to fight. Are you listening? He might teach you how to plant. He might teach you how to iron, sow, clean, plant crops, bust up the shiffer row, wash cars, but he ain't gonna ever teach you how to do hand-to-hand combat, teach you how to make weapons so you can rise up against them. So, while the children of Israel spent 400 long years in bondage, God was preparing them. They may not have knew how to fight, but the word said the Lord of hosts, he was training them. While the enemy thought, hey, this is easy pickings. I got some folks that used to be slaves all this time. The descendants of slaves are slaves. You got generations of non-fighting men. So they thought. So Pharaoh, they were taught how to do his land and how to raise his animals and how to build his buildings. But God made them the greatest army that the world ever experienced. Israel never was and never has been the biggest or the strongest nation. But God is in her midst, and God has fought with Israel, and God has fought for Israel. I read in my Bible one time where the men didn't even have to fight. God sent the hornet and the wasp and the bees in and just start stinging folks. You can have this house. It's infested. Now, here's the wonderful part. After they were done stinging them, they left. And left the houses, not built by them. See, when you've been in slavery, you deserve something. When you've been working for free for a while, God will not allow you to go through injustice for nothing. God will not forget your labor of love. Some of y'all wonder, why is my marriage so messed up? You keep praying. When he go to sleep, lay hands on him. When she go to sleep, pour oil on her. Because I ain't just saying this is a bad man. We don't bash nobody. We bash everybody. Because all have sinned. The Bible didn't say y'all have sinned. The Bible said all. That include me, right? So, let's get this fixed right quick. So they became an army. The Bible says in the book of Ezekiel 37, the church must rise up as a mighty army filled with the Spirit and the power of God. We must understand that we may be sheep right now. But you can't stay a sheep in such a time as this, because sheep get slaughtered. Sheep get sheared. Somebody will turn you into a wool coat. You'll be running around here bald-headed and naked like the seven sons of Sceva. But when war comes, sheep must transform into real-life soldiers. My responsibility here in the church is not just to teach you how to be a good sheep and how to follow the Bible, but also how to be a good soldier. They sent me through boot camp. And in boot camp, I learned some funny stuff. I learned how to work with folks I ain't never seen before. I learned that stuff that I wanted had to come off me. You know, I had a little fro, TWA, teeny weeny afro. It was shaped like a doghouse anyway. And the guy looked at me and said, "You want to keep it?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "Yank," and handed it to me. Stuff that I wanted had to go. He told me to take off the clothes I was wearing. I had on some baggies. They was in style. You know, stay in the hotel with the biggest ballroom. I had on baggies, and I had on some wingtips, some Stacy Adams. And I'm walking in there strip. And they handed me. I had on some boxers. Take them off, too. And they handed me some whitey tighties. First. Fruit of the Loom. Then they gave me a Fruit of the Loom t-shirt and made me stamp my initials on it so the world would know this is mine. I didn't make sure everybody knew that these were mine. White underwear, white t-shirt. Then they put on a suit on the way there in the bus, I could recognize people. But I promise you, when they shaved our heads, it just looked like a blend of, I didn't know who. I could have sat next to you on the bus. I was still looking. Is that you, man? What am I trying to tell you? That what they did was, they was confirming us. Sheep, you're going to have to conform, because in the war that we in, it ain't no joke out here. And who would have thought that 5 years ago, some of the stuff that's happening right now would be happening right now? When they first brought up same-sex marriage, I thought it was a matter laughable. But the devil's a tricky fighter. Politicians will tell you one thing, but if you pay them enough, they'll do another. And you might, some you don't even got to pay. They already purpose in their heart to make sure that this country is possessed as possible. So, you got to remember something about being in God's army. David is a perfect example of a sheep turned soldier. He was a young shepherd. He tended sheep. He smelled like sheep. He thought like sheep. He was tender and caring and loving. And he was a worshiper. But this young shepherd worshiper was also a warrior. One day he was holding a wounded lamb in his arm. The next day he was holding a giant's head in his hand. What's the difference between this guy and that guy? The difference is when he realized the threat to the God he served, the threat to what God would have him to do, some righteous indignation rose up in him, and that very sheep became a real life soldier. David thought about this thing. He said, man, we got an army full of cowards. But how dare this uncircumcised Philistine? Saints, you got to start to recognize sin for what sin is. How dare you turn your children over to this messed up world and allow them, well, if that's what they want to do, no, the blood of Jesus prevails. How dare you allow your children to leave your home? And when they get out there, just let the devil run roughshod on them. Wrong. My mama was praying for me, I could tell. Because I couldn't do the same amount of wrong as unsaved kids could do. If I didn't do it to the extremity, I wasn't doing it. Because, you know, listen, I mean, who in the world takes biblical principles in the club? The saints' kids. y'all don't understand. When this thing been preached in you, taught in you, prayed in you, it's hard to get it out of you. And that's why we can't let up on our kids. You can't allow them to be watered down and mealy back and mush mouth and soft around the edges. You know, I had these conversations because, you know, kids, you send them off to institutions of higher learning and it's all type stuff out there. You got groups that's passing out flyers, trying to draw them into the gay rights. The gay right. They got all type stuff at universities. Eastern mysticism. They got folks chanting Yon Dong Renge Kong or whatever he's saying. I'm just saying. They all over the universities. And you know what else they got? They got some stuff that's called roofies. Now, you're going to be on the flowy if you get it, but it's called roofie. Date rape drug. Oh, if you want to wreck, roofalin is the real name. And you know, that's why everywhere I went, somewhere in the back of my mind was me listening. Nah, you don't want to go there. You know, some things, that's just too far gone for me. Something ain't right about that one. Think I'm going to stay home tonight. Y'all go head on. Because I knew that if I did go, I had to go all the way. And you know what I found out? As far as the devil had me out there, I'll never forget. Someone looked at me and said, man, you sure you ain't the police? You don't belong out here. Now, I'm just as high as they were. And I start to think, why in the world would he look at me and think I'm the police? And I'm high as a Georgia pine. Somebody must have been praying for me. Why is it so important? Because we're at war in this nation. We're not speaking on a natural level of the civil unrest or the hostility, although it definitely exists. I'm speaking about a spiritual war that is manifesting. I'm not so much on a natural level. And let me make this clear to you. Every president that's ever ran tried to make America great again. But you can't cast demons out with a policy, with politics, with bills. But you can show make it easy for demons to thrive with bills. But it's going to take the blood of Jesus to change hearts and minds. It don't make no difference if it's legal to do it. When you save, you don't want to do it. Do you think? I mean, it does kind of bother me that this country allows certain things. But I ain't going to do it. Amen. And that's for me and my house. You know, fella asked me at work, well, Pastor Tim, what happens if they tell you you got to marry a man? What you mean, what happens if they tell me? Who going to make me do something I don't want to do? You can't make me walk down the hall. How you think they going to make me? You better find somebody else that's willing to do it. Because the way I look at things, I'd rather not and go to jail, then do it, and then be linked to you. Let me tell you something. In this grand old church, I don't know if y'all knew this, but y'all ever heard of the Moonies? Sung Young Moon? He was running around showing up in Church of God in Christ, putting a bunch of hundreds in the offering, and then tell the pastor, hey, we're going to have this peace thing, and would you be willing to stand with us? And if they said yeah, they put their name on a flyer that said Sung Young Moon was doing this program, and Pastor of the Rehoboth Church of God in Christ is standing with him. Jokers was selling out for hundreds, 200. And there was a great list of them. But our bishop said, let me make this clear to you. I ain't standing with you on nothing. And he made sure we were warned because they was at a second Sunday service passing out money. Thank you for the offering, but I can't do nothing for you, man. You, Sung Young Moon, I can tell you about Jesus. And him crucified, and that if you accept him, you can be saved too. But I can't run nowhere with you, can't stand with you, don't want to be on your newsletter. Matter of fact, you can put me on there, but tell him I refuse. Because soldiers don't accept anything. I can't be no covert operative in the army of the Lord. I got to be for real. Let's get this out the way, people. Tell your neighbor there's you got to have more to you than what folks can see. You know, some folks don't realize, but you should. Saints ought to get mad. You ought to get angry sometime about some of the stuff you watch on TV. Sometime when I look at my cable bill and see how much I'm paying, I'm thinking 99.5% of this garbage I don't even watch. Can't watch. And you know, they even got music channels on there. They got music channels that'll cuss you out. Call you know, it's almost like they ask the artist, do you degradate women in your lyrics? Would you be willing to talk about other races in your lyrics? Sign here. And we pay for this, but, you know. But you, as a saint, there ought to be some things that should upset you, ought to rise up some indignation in you because the God in you is saying that this ain't right. Too many of us have been through struggles and trials and tribulations. And you know, angry folks tend to take care of business. There was a woman, her two children were killed in a car wreck by a drunk driver. So this particular woman started mad. Mothers against drunk drivers. But you know, that ain't stopped nobody from selling it, buying it, and drinking it. But they looking for jokers driving with it. And see, the problem is, the church ought to just make it clear. This ain't something we endorse. Y'all heard it from me. So, the Bible declares in Psalms 23, he said that the Lord is my shepherd. He also recognized he was a sheep, but David also recognized that a few verses down in Psalms 144 and 1, it said, he said, blessed be the Lord, my strength, which teacheth my hands to war and my fingers to fight. The same God that's my shepherd also teaches me to fight. Well, how do the saints fight? There you go. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Listen, if you trying to slap box with the devil, you lost already. If you trying to fight in war and act ignorant like other folks, you ain't going to get nothing done because violence only begets. But let me submit to you, you can get violent in the spirit. You can make war in the heavenlies. By his blood, you can pull down principalities. That's what the saint can do. You got to come to grips with who you are. Because it wasn't just the teaching that kept me from going too far to the left. It was her praying and not giving up. Let me tell you something. And you got to also live what you talk about. You can't be, see, don't do this. Yeah, don't you ever do this. They can't wait to be like you. Do you know how many young men I talk to in jail who man, Pastor, I just got sentenced to 12 years. And we sitting in there talking about their father. And he tell me, man, I ain't like my daddy, man. I'm going to be there for my kid. Man, you got 12 years. When you get back, they'll be grown. You are your father. It just ain't caught on yet. No, see, I was there for my, was don't count. In the streets, you only as good, in the church too, as your last report. You can't run. Do you know how many young men have been tricked and they thought that a quick dollar? And then, no, see, you know, just because you want to be there, don't constitute being there. Because I'm going to make this clear to you. While I was in Desert Storm, I was dreaming of North Chicago. I was writing Mark and Big Al, sending them letters in the mail. But I was still in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. I was calling home, but I wasn't at home. Wanting to be there is not being there. Wanting to be at prayer is not at prayer. Wanting to be at service is not at service, especially when you can be at service. We got to stop wanting to do stuff and do what the Lord tells us to do. Well, Pastor, I wanted to be there. Try that at school and see how your grades look. I wanted to be there. I want to pass you, but I. You might have to come back next year. So, God said to his church, his sheep, soldiers, his worship warriors. See, some of us don't understand, but you fight on your knees. You fight on your knees. Y'all remember that movie War Room? And that, you know, let me make this clear to you. Everything that you haven't prayed about, you shouldn't fuss about. Everything you ain't prayed about ain't no sense worrying about. Because it's supposed to happen. You have not took the very step that would allow God to intervene in your behalf. And it's a complete cop-out to say, don't worry about it. We saved, sanctified. Everything going to be all right. Well, let me make this plain to you. God left the church here to do some of this stuff. Why you think he called you his body? Listen, when my parents left home and said clean the house, they didn't expect the house to clean itself. They expected the children that they left there to clean the house. And when Jesus went back to heaven, he said greater works. But I know some folks got this mentality of later works. Later works. I'll do it later. But let me tell you now, the word says greater works shall you do. And if you're willing to do greater works, God don't have to need the folks that's thinking later works. Pastor, I'm going to get it later. No, the war's going on right now. Need warriors that's willing to do it right now. Need warriors that's praying and fasting and staying on their face for God, crying out for the loved ones. Bible declared in Hosea that my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Y'all realize that? My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. I'm speaking to the soldier in you today. I'm speaking to the warrior in you today. I'm speaking to the soldier in you to be courageous, be bold. For the Lord thy God is with you. Don't allow this world to change you. You change the world. You know, I was trying to figure out how a black community activist from Chicago would have the intestinal fortitude to run for president. I was trying to figure out, you know, it almost like what make you think you can be a black hero? I mean, I'm just saying. You ever think about it? I mean, when I read, I was trying. So I start reading the book. Don't you know that the word says things about you that should make you believe that nothing is impossible to you? If you standing around folks that's telling you that anything's possible, you can do this, you can do that, you can stand on his word and believe his word. You got to get around some folks that believe healing is the children's bread. You got to get around folks that believe I can do all things through Christ that strengthened me. You got to get around folks that rather pray for you than give you some Motrin. See, you got to come around folks that believe that the word is right and everything else is wrong. Because when you at war, you know what the devil wants? He don't want you healed. He wants you to just take some aspirin and forget about the headache. Till the tumor is bigger than your head. He wants you to stop praying for them. Well, they too far gone. God ain't going to save them. No, God will save anybody from anything at any given moment just as soon as you get on your face for God and start crying out. But because it don't happen the next morning, you give up. But I read in my Bible, in the book of Daniel, where when Daniel set his mind to understand God, that the prince of Persia held up the angel with the answer. But Daniel didn't get up. Daniel prayed till God sent another angel. And while that one was fighting, this one came with deliverance. But what we do is, well, you know, it would be easy for me to say, well, my kid's saved. But what about y'all's? What about everybody else's? What about my nephew, my nieces, my grandbaby, your grandbabies, Mother McCullum's grandbabies? Amen, somebody. What about Mother Whitehead's grandson? See, y'all got to start looking. You in this family. and the family don't go away. And once you get it right in your mind, once this covenant thing sink into you, you'll start looking at folks like, man, I can't treat my brother wrong. That's just incestuous to treat my sister wrong. Because this my family. Y'all get it? See, you got to start looking at folks like they who they are. Whatever your last name is, just give it to them. Amen. And sometimes, you know, the way we was raised, you know, the pastor's children have to share their daddy with everybody. Some of my brothers bitter about it. But I'm not, because I followed him. You can share me and him, because I'm going with Pops. Hey, you do what you want. You got a secret to tell my daddy, I'm down with it too. Amen. You know, hey, this is how this thing works. You know, some things I understand. So I tried to live a little different and you know, try to make all his wrestling matches and all his baseball games and try to be around there for my kids and to try to, you know, and try to split myself. But pastor's who I am. Pastor's who God called me to be. And you know what? And you know what? Save is who God called you to be. And filled with the Holy Ghost is who God called you to be. And you're going to have to wonder, you know what? I found out that I don't got to pray for everybody. Everybody equipped just like me. And you know, a lot of times, I be wondering, have you prayed for yourself yet? Oh, I don't mind helping you, interceding with you. But if you ain't calling on Jesus, why you want me to lose my voice? Saints, we at war. And the problem is when war comes, it gets so dangerous you don't know who to trust. That's why he called Jesus the captain of our salvation. We report to Jesus. Have a little talk with him. Tell him all about your troubles. He'll hear your fainting cry. See, the fact of the matter is, all those other things, listen, don't get me wrong. I'd rather be a sheep. I'd rather be his vineyard. Amen. Praise God. I'd rather be his husbandry. Well, he just sowing good stuff into me. But you know, there's who much is given, much is required. Much. Let me tell you something. Nobody doing nothing need any help. You want to be a nobody? You don't need no help. No assistance. Amen. Have you ever thought about that? You can take last in the Olympics without training. Amen. You can get beat up by the devil because you didn't pray. Nobody doing nothing needs help. Pastor, I need you to help me. Why? Because ain't nothing working for me. Well, what you working? Nothing. Well, then there you go. Nothing works. Did y'all get that? Did y'all? Let me tell y'all something. And because we had war, you got to understand the signs. Now, while I was in the war, the siren go off. Now, one moment, I'm up on a stand, and I'm cranking, putting a box in for the electronics that I worked on, getting it right. But when the siren went off, that said that they were shooting Scud missiles at me. I didn't know if gas was in them. I didn't know what kind of Scuds they were shooting. So I had to protect myself for whatever they might have been shooting. What did that mean? That meant that the box had to wait, and my gas mask had to go on. Well, let me make this clear to y'all. The sirens are going off. Our babies are dying. Mothers are crying. They making milk out of powder. They cloning folks. Folks got agendas like you wouldn't believe. A little madman in North Korea testing missiles. He ain't testing them for nothing. Nobody wastes. Missiles cost real money. He ain't even shooting no. He's shooting like $50,000 to $400,000 missiles. He ain't just practicing. He trying to figure out what it takes to do some damage. And saints, here's what it takes. It takes you on your knees saying, God, do what you do best. Fight my battles. I got to get down here and give God an opportunity because he deals in the affairs of men. But we got to open up the door so he can come in. If you didn't ask God to do it, why in the world? When there's folks everywhere asking for all type stuff. It's time out for asking for houses, cars, stuff we can work for. Amen. Mink coats. Anybody with a credit card that's willing to work hard can get a mink coat or a pistol. Might get you killed, but. So what am I saying? I'm saying that it requires us as godly men and women. Part of our covenant is communication with God. Listen, sometimes my wife would come to me and say, your son wants such and such. And I'd say, well, when my son come and ask me for such and such, my son can get such and such. But until he come to me, because since God made me the authority, Letty, he shouldn't have went. He should have came to the head. But he know that he can go there and she can give me a stiff neck till I do it. Some of y'all know what I'm talking about. So I had to have this conversation with him. Look, son, I see what you're doing. I see that because I played that. But I was smart enough to go to my daddy. Because after, you know, a couple times, I figured it out. When I called my mother and asked for something, when she wanted to say no, she said, well, let me talk to your daddy about it. And then get selective amnesia. And by the time I get to my daddy, boy, you know I'm working your mama. What? She said, who? What? I would have remembered if she asked something that big. I get back to my, oh, boy. Oh, boy, mama, I'm out here dying. Send the rain. Everyone's standing. Y'all got to understand something. So we got to learn how to go to Jesus about our children, about our loved ones, about the ministry, about our lack of witnessing, about our lack of approaching this dying world. The Bible declares something so prolific that it should scare all of us because it said, ye are the light of the world, a bright light that sits on a hill cannot be hid. And you know, sometimes folks don't even know we saved. Well, Pastor, I can't just be running around work with my Christian flag up. Folks, you know what? God gives us all an opportunity. Y'all don't believe it? All you got to do is keep a big old Kool-Aid smile on your face. Somebody going to ask you why. You sure you want the answer? Jesus. Oh, come on, man. You asked me. Now you got the answer. All you got to do is walk around when everybody else complaining, you don't complain. Somebody going to ask you why. Don't you see how crazy this is? Sure you want the answer? But see, if you read your Bible, you'll find out all this stuff that's going on is supposed to go on. But the scripture said the end is not yet. Mother will be against daughter, daughter against mother, father against son, son against father. But if you read in your Bible, and you wonder why they acting crazy in the Middle East. The scriptures say they wild men that can't be tamed. Don't that sound like somebody that's supposed to be messing with you? Ishmael's children doing what they supposed to do. But if we do what we're supposed to do, your praise ought to resound and shake dust out the roof. Your praise ought to be so strong because you've been delivered, set free. Because we at war, saints. And soon as you learn how to go before God and stay there till you come up with something. Stay there till God deliver you from whatever it is. Let me say this. There's things, and you can walk around here and play and make everybody, you know, you can fool me and superintendent and Pastor White, and you can fool the person sitting next to you. But you don't fool yourself. Our prayer has to be a permanent fixture in our life. That's a part of our covenant. Talk to God. Talk to Jesus. You know what my wife tells me sometimes? She say, now you done been all over town, and then you come in here and you either turn the TV on or you get on your iPad. She don't care if I'm studying. You know what she's saying? Talk to me. Adoration and glory. And what do you think? God's any different? He said, I'm a jealous God. I have no other God before. That's why when I get up and start heading downstairs, I start talking to God because I forget. There's all type stuff going on during the day. So while I'm headed to the bathroom, Lord, thank you for waking me up this morning. Thank you for keeping me in my right mind because a whole bunch of folks done lost their mind. Thank you for my health and strength that my knees still work. And you know what? God has a way of making you. Last night, two Charlie horses woke me up at 12 midnight. I wasn't calling. Sandra wasn't waking up. I was calling on Jesus. I'm sure God said, I guess you forgot. But I said, Jesus, oh, Lord, I'm trying to stretch. But I'm getting old. I can't touch my toes no more. Got too much right here stopping me. Amen. But I called on Jesus till I got delivered and went right back to bed. Hey, still think you're young? I'm running around the wrestling mat yesterday like I'm 12, like I ain't got no sense. Well, it'll remind you who you are. But I got a Savior. I got a Savior who said, yeah, you paid homage to the wrestling devil yesterday. It's my turn. Wake up. Come let us reason together. Though your sins be as scarlet, I'll make them white as snow. Is there not one that would say, God, I love you. God, I want to be a warrior for you. I want to learn how to pray and cast out demons and be the best saint that you could have me to be. Because we live in a dying world. And the sad part is there's people going to hell with smiles on their face. Talking about all their friends going to be there. They have not read the Bible. The Bible declares that you alone. Weeping and gnashing of teeth. Bound hand. You ain't hanging out with your buddies. You might hear them screaming. Might hear their teeth gnashing. But you ain't hanging out with them. You got problems of your own. The Lord wants to touch you, deliver you, and set you free today. He wants to make sure that your calling and election is sure. If you need prayer, come now.
You deserve my praise. Adoration and glory. To you always.
You deserve my worship. belong to you always.
Hallelujah, you deserve.
Glory.